This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the United States and South Korean militaries are considering a reduction in training exercises on the Korean Peninsula as South Korea struggles to contain a coronavirus outbreak. Esper told reporters at the Pentagon Monday that he and the South Korean military are considering scaling back command post training due to concerns about the coronavirus. His South Korean counterpart, also present at the news conference, said 13 members of South Korea's armed forces have tested positive for the illness. He said members of the armed forces are facing canceled vacations and restricted movement while the disease is spreading. The number of coronavirus cases has jumped to 833 in South Korea. The death toll has risen to 7. The United States has raised its travel advisories for South Korea and Japan with fears across the globe that the two Asian nations could possibly become another hotbed of infections outside China, where the virus originated. Emerging coronavirus outbreaks have also been seen in Iran and in Italy. The Trump administration is putting together an urgent budget request to deal with the outbreak. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The administration's already tapped into an emergency infectious disease rapid response fund and looked to transfer money from other accounts to fight the virus. A senior administration official says the White House will likely request more money this week. And while Spogen Gidley would not confirm that.
We have aggressively worked to combat the spread of this virus. Tried to prevent it as best we could from coming into this country.
House Democrats want the Health and Human Services Department to request money for speeding vaccine development, boosting lab capacity, and beefing up entry point screenings, though the White House is unlikely to approve all the money the department wants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
You're listening to VOA News. Los Angeles honored Kobe and Gianna Bryant on Monday and seven others recently killed in a helicopter crash with a public memorial at the Staples Center. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Michael Jordan was in tears, talking about a man he felt was like a little brother.
When Kobe Bryant died, a piece of me died.
Vanessa Bryant not only lost her husband in a helicopter crash last month, she lost her 13-year-old daughter, Gigi.
God knew they couldn't be on this earth without each other. He had to bring them home to heaven together.
She told Kobe Bryant to take good care of Gigi. There was also music from Alicia Keys, Beyonce, and Christina Aguilera. The memorial concluded with Kobe Bryant's Academy Award-winning short film, Dear Basketball.
Love you always, Kobe.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein has been found guilty of sexual assault, finishing off the downfall of the former Hollywood mogul and a victory for the Me Too movement against harassment. The 67-year-old was convicted in New York City Monday of third-degree rape and first-degree criminal sexual acts. He was cleared of the most serious charge of predatory sexual assault. He faces up to 25 years in prison when he's sentenced March 11th. Weinstein was taken into detention from the courtroom on Monday and is expected to remain there while awaiting his sentencing. Meanwhile, he faces charges in a separate case in Los Angeles. President Trump is finishing a short trip to India, his first official state visit to the country, which has poured on the pageantry for him, with stops at the Taj Mahal and at the home of Mahatma Gandhi. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Namaste.
At a Namaste Trump rally with India's prime minister at a huge cricket stadium that undoubtedly is the biggest audience the president has ever addressed, Trump spoke of a trade deal he's been hoping for but not gotten.
He's a very tough negotiator.
One thing he did get.
Our representatives will sign deals to sell over $3 billion in the absolute finest state-of-the-art military helicopters and other equipment to the Indian Armed Forces.
And he got a lot of applause when he said the U.S. was working with India's neighbor Pakistan to crack down on militants operating on the Pakistani border. I'm Julie Walker.
Haiti's armed forces on Monday condemned a gunfight in the capital that led to the cancellation of Mardi Gras celebrations. Haiti's government canceled the festivities in the capital, Port-au-Prince, on Sunday in the aftermath of a gunfight between protesting off-duty national police officers and members of the army. At least two people were killed and two more were wounded in the violence. In a statement sent out on social media, the government appealed for calm. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.